Welcome to Tip TV Finance with the Chief Market Strategist at GKFX, James Hughes. How are you today, James?
Not so bad, Zach. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm okay. Right, we've got the world in turmoil, or at least we've lost an Attorney General, which is just awful.
Yes, we've lost an Attorney General, but really, can anything surprise us at the moment? I don't think it necessarily can, because, I mean, these markets are being dominated. Let's look at these things that we're getting come out. I mean, there's a lot of different news stories coming out as the executive orders pretty much every day at the moment, and all of them are moving the market. But really, that's not what moves markets. We know that. Usually, any sort of movements like this from a political standpoint would be totally ignored, would be brushed under the carpet, no one would care about them from a financial point of view. The markets just would not look towards them. However, at the moment with Donald Trump, absolutely anything that he says, any tweet that comes out, is being jumped all over by these markets. And of course, I'm not saying that it's unjust, because some of the things that we are looking at, of course, are so sensationalist, they are so out of the wide areas that we know they are going to cause news headlines and they are going to cause market turmoil. But usually things like this, if it hadn't been a Donald Trump presidency, if it hadn't had all of the publicity and all of the rigmarole and fanfare that it has had over the last few months, we wouldn't be talking about these kind of situations. So it's at the moment it's an interesting point, because this week's so busy. We've got so much data coming out. We've got so much corporate data, economic data, Fed, Bank of Japan, all of those things. But we can't look anywhere else apart from the White House at the moment. And because we don't know what's coming out, it's leaving us all very much sitting on a knife edge, waiting for the next bit to come out.
So is this going to weaken the dollar, strengthen gold? Is that the initial symptom of what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're seeing the weaker dollar, of course. We have seen that. We turned around a little bit in a couple of areas. We've seen the Dow fall away from that 20,000 in equities start to look a little bit weaker. But interestingly, if you look at those equity markets and forget the Trump side of things at the moment, we've had something like 220-odd constituents of the S&P 500 report. And I think it's 73, 75, something like that. 73% of them have beat expectations. So it's been an incredibly strong earnings season. And when we were looking at these equity markets previously, we're saying, is the Trump rally over? Are these markets now going to start to turn around? When the Dow broke 19,700 and the FTSE started to fall, it did look like that we were seeing the end maybe of that equity market rally. But such has been the strength of the earnings underneath it. Previously, even I was the one saying that, okay, that there's no substance in this rally. There hasn't been anything which we can really grab onto. Now we've got the prospect of the fiscal policy that Donald Trump's been touting around, and then we've got actual solid gains from a lot of huge companies, which is leading these equities to say, well, actually, yeah, the value is still in there, and potentially we've got further to go.
So the fundamentals are actually in place. The only issue now is really whether the politics, which is, you know, the US politics, is actually going to scupper the rally or part of the rally.
Yeah, exactly right. And this is my point from previously, the fact that usually we wouldn't care about those politics. We wouldn't care about that side of it. It would be brushed under the carpet from a political point of view. But the markets now, we're so focused on the White House and what's happening that we can't really look anywhere else. And those earnings are strong. We're going to get big earnings again this week. We're going to get Apple. We're going to get Facebook as well out with their earnings. And as we know, gone are the days where we look at big banks and energy stocks for the bellwethers of the markets. We look at Apple, Netflix, Facebook, these FANG stocks at the moment, which are the key ones. So we look towards Apple this afternoon, and saying that we're not looking towards those, actually, we do have ExxonMobil out today with their earnings as well. So it's going to be another interesting day for those earnings figures. And then we focus on the Fed and what happens later in the week.
So for you, what's the most important thing that we should focus on? Is it the Fed? Is it the Bank of England? Is it non-farms? How are you looking at it?
Well, it's not the Bank of England. I think we can safely say that it's not going to be there. I think the Fed's going to be interesting because okay, we don't expect to see a rate hike from Janet Yellen and the Fed. But if you start looking at the probabilities in March, it starts to creep higher. We're up around 30% for probability of a rate hike in March. But again, she is waiting like the rest of us, Janet Yellen. She's waiting for Donald Trump to finally talk about fiscal policies and finance and economics because we haven't heard anything from him at the moment since the election pledges. So I think if we're running on what's happened so far, anything that's been said in the run-up to the election is currently being pushed through in the administration. So if that's the case, then we're looking at that fiscal policies coming in. But she has to look towards what he's going to say. And what will be interesting when we do hear the statements from the Fed and we do get some of the minutes from that will be the fact that how worried are Fed members about what Donald Trump is saying or what's coming out of the White House? There, beforehand, we hadn't seen too much of a worry. The Fed had very much kept the central bank is separate from the government situation and we will make our decisions regardless. But now there has to be this worry about not just about what fiscal policies are coming out of the US, but also the unstabilizing nature of what Donald Trump's doing to the markets at the moment. We know how much Janet Yellen worries about global market stability. So that's another thing that is going to be in the focus of the Fed this week.
Just coming close to home to finish, Article 50 could be invoked a bit earlier, March the 9th. Is that going to affect the market? Or I mean, we've also got the debate going on as well. Is that going to affect the FTSE? Is that putting an extra burden on the FTSE?
To a certain degree, maybe. But I think we're in a situation now with Brexit that any cold hard facts and any timelines which are being set and anything that says Article 50 or this mess is going to be cleared up a little bit earlier than expected is actually positive news. So it's giving the pound a little bit of a upside, which in turn, strangely in the UK at the moment, we have how it should be. We have pound up and equity markets down. But I really think that more clarity is good news with the Brexit story. So I think if we do hear that it's going to be March the 9th, if that is going to be the case and it's invoked early, that's positive news all around.
On that note, James Hughes, Chief Market Strategist at GKFX, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers.